At the DGDG Mazda stores, we make car buying affordable. Hey, this is Sean Del Graham for Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And we make car buying more affordable with sweet dealer discounts, low APR financing, low monthly lease payments, and even gas-saving plug-in hybrids. Come see how easy and affordable car buying can be at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Happy summer, everyone. The NHL season has come to a close as of last night. We are just days away from what appears to be a franchise-defining draft moment for the San Jose Sharks. And we are continuing our off-season check-in series today with Fabian Zetterlund. I got up early to chat with Zettergod, who is in home in Sweden. He's excited for the future. He's hanging with William Eklund, and he gave me some great info on what he's been up to since the final Sharks game. All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Fabian Zetterlund of the San Jose Sharks, who is enjoying his off season. Mr. Zetterlund, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, man. I appreciate you making some time for us as we're checking in. I was just talking with Henry Thrun the other day. I know I'm going to talk with your boy Eklund tomorrow. I'll get the lowdown on what Ecky's been up to as well. But tell me about your off season. Obviously, the last Sharks game was on April 18th. It's been 2 months and a week. So what have you been doing to keep yourself busy since then?
Yeah, so after the season, I went straight home to my hometown, Karlstad, and then I decided to go to and play World Championship for Team Sweden. And we played their last semifinal and get a bronze medal. So that was nice. And then I got home, was relaxing, hang out with friends and my family for a couple of weeks, and then I'd be start training. My off season, so it's been busy, it's been fun, and I enjoy it.
Just for me to kind of locate it, where is Karlstad compared to, say, Stockholm?
It's like almost in the middle of if you look at the Swedish map, so it's close to almost everything. Nice. I have like 3:30 to Stockholm with a car, so it's not that bad. And
now I know you guys just had the Midsummer Festival, although your old pal Kaapo Kakkonen, he said that the Finns partied much harder than the Swedes did on for Midsummer. Is that true?
I think that's one of the biggest traditions we have in Sweden, so everyone is doing something during that time. So we had a great time.
Nice. So tell me, before we get into your off season and your training aspect of that, like, what do you do with friends? Like, how do you enjoy your off season? Do you go golfing? Do you go out, go hiking? I know you said you were checking out the beach today. Like, what's an average day away from the ice for Fabian Zetterlund?
I'm kind of a simple guy, you know. I wake up and then I go to the gym or whatever it could be, the gym, and then I hit the ice maybe sometimes. And after that, I like to go grab some lunch and eat by the beach and just chilling there. I'm not a big golfer, but sometimes I'm out there too, but not that often. So I'm simple. And then I like to have a barbecue with my friends, my family too. And pretty simple life. Now it's the Euros on the TV too. It's the soccer, so
yeah,
it's even better. So yeah.
No, good stuff, man. When are you barbecuing? What are you cooking?
I like to do some chicken. My own spice on the chicken there, and throw in a good salad or something beside that. It's always good.
No, that sounds good to me, man. Looking back at your season last year, you know, it was your best season in the NHL. I think everyone saw, you know, what you were truly capable of in the NHL, and everyone thinks that, you know, that the sky's the limit for you as you keep going forward. Now that you've had a chance to look back on last season. And I know that from a team perspective, it was not what you wanted. But for you individually, I mean, you had, you know, mid-20s in goals, and it looks like you could have gone even higher. You know, like there's a lot for you to build upon out of your own individual game last year. How do you look back on it now that there's some distance and you've had some time to digest it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a hard season for the whole team. We lost a lot of games. I mean, but if you look back at it, I mean, how the group did it every day. You know, how we came to the rink. Everyone was trying to be happy. You know, it was hard when we lost so many games, but it's like we had fun. You know, the most of the season, and that's something. Our group did well. You know, we kind of forgot the game and just moved on, you know, and just tried to be better every day. And I mean, it's hard when we lose so many games, but I think we worked on it pretty good and we did it well. And especially for me, and yeah, I talked for Eki too. I mean, we hang out together a lot, and I mean, we talked a lot about it too. I mean, it's going to be bright in the future, so we just have to keep going and just make ourselves better every day, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. And yeah, if you look back at it right now, the season for myself especially was I won more, and yeah, it was a great season for me to have and to show how I can play on this level, and I just want to be better, and yeah.
What do you think of the hiring of Ryan Warsawski as the new head coach?
I think it's great. I know him pretty good from last season and the year before, and yeah, I think he's gonna fit perfect for this organization. And I'm really looking forward to meet him and all the other guys in September.
What did you think of the news that the Sharks earned the number one overall pick, and you know what we assume is going to be the drafting of Macklin Celebrini?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of how the season went. You know, it's kind of great to get the first pick, and yeah, if it's Celebrini, it's gonna be great for the organization, and even we have something more in the first round, right? So
yeah, 14th pick too.
I think we're gonna get two really good players in the first round there.
Have you watched any of Celebrini's highlights?
No, I only watched it on TV once before our game. What I heard and what I read about him is like a guy who's super skilled, and yeah, it's gonna be a really good hockey player.
What advice do you have for young players who are probably going to be getting more time this year? Like, we assume Will Smith, you know, will eventually get some games, if not many, in the NHL this year. Maybe more from Shakir Mukhmadulin, who we saw a little bit last year. I mean, you're obviously still a young guy, but you've had some time now in the NHL. Like, in terms of aiding that adjustment, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, I've been through like almost everything, you know. Took kind of a long way up to the NHL, and it's hard work. You have to work after every single practice, before every practice, after every practice, everything. It's like, even when you go home, you have to be prepared for, could be a game or could be a practice, and whatever it takes, you know. And that's something I wanna reach out to those guys too. I mean, I want them to see how hard I work every day, you know, especially in the gym or could be on the ice, could be a practice, 50 minutes practice. You have to be the best player out there, you know, and that's how you get better. And when you are the best player, you see everyone look at you, and then they jump on the same train. So I mean, that's what I'm gonna tell them, and I'm gonna show them too on the training camp, especially. And yeah, and then hopefully it's gonna be great.
Do you know David Edstrom at all? Have you crossed paths with him?
No. No, I haven't. I don't know him, no, that well, no.
Yeah, because he's another young one. Obviously, he's from Sweden as well, and it was acquired with the Hurdle trade. So it'll be curious to see what he can bring to the table as well. Because I know that he has just a high level of play for him. When we look forward to next year, obviously the team wants to take a big step forward. Do you feel like, and I'm not putting pressure on you guys, but I think that you guys all want to move forward. Do you think that will be a conversation when the team gathers for training camp in September?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we want to get better, and I think the team, everyone around it's gonna get better too. We'll learn a lot from the season we had, and I mean, just looking forward and just move on and just do things right. And I mean, if we do that, I think we're gonna have a lot of success.
It should be fun. Last year, even throughout the hardships, it seemed like everybody got along really, really well. We never saw, cracks with you guys. I'm sure there's times where, you get hot with each other during a game, but, after the game, it seemed like you guys were always ready to move on to the next game, that you weren't, wallowing in self-pity at practices. There was always a lot of laughter. Mario was always loud. It looked like you and William were having a good time. It looked like, other guys were always having a good time. The goalies were always in a good mood. Is that something you think is important to hold on to when you go into next year?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you don't have fun, you can't have success, So, I think we need to bring the same laugh every day, and joke around. But when it's time to go, we all know we gotta go. So, I think that's really important to have too.
How big was it during those six games last year when the captain Logan Couture was healthy enough to play?
That was that helps a lot. I remember I played with him too those games, and he's a really great centerman to have. He's been around in the league for a long time, and especially in the locker room, his voice when he speaks up is like you listen to it. So to have him around, and hopefully he can play and be ready, I hope so. That will help the team even more.
And two final questions for you. One, what should I ask Mr. Eklund about tomorrow morning to give him a hard time?
How the golf went 2 weeks ago in Stockholm.
Okay, I'll ask him that. And then the second one was, last year you had a chance to really settle into San Jose in the Bay Area after you were only there for a little bit of the end of the year before. Now that the Bay Area is more like home, did you come to enjoy yourself? Did you find, favorite food spots, places you like to go? I'm sure you probably got out to the beach a few times. Does it feel like a home away from home now?
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, I want to stay, and I feel like when, especially last year when I had a whole season in there and lived there and all the kind of stuff, they felt like home, I have my apartment there and my car. So, it's a great town to live in, and they have everything like restaurants and all those kind of stuff, the shopping mall too, and it's a great city to live in. It's not far from the rink or the practice rink. It's perfect. So I really like it.
Nice, man. Well, we will let you go. I appreciate you making some time for me, and I look forward to seeing you out for training camp and get rolling with the next season. All right, man?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network for all Sharks coverage, including more off-season check-ins and the draft party live from SAP Center this Friday afternoon. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify, and on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital. All music by Yogi Yen. We'll be right back.